Chad and Carly.
But Chad, yesterday we were playing a great song on the show. I was so excited. I asked you to turn it up. I was singing along and you heard me singing along and you basically shattered my entire universe when you're like, mate, that's not actually the words.
It's this song.
Mm.
Reef, place your hands. Now, what did you think he says?
You know, the place your hands, yeah.
On what? On my...
hole.
On my
hole. See, can you hear it?
But it's hope, isn't it?
Well, apparently it's hope.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a little weird. I thought that's a weird lyric.
The next line would be really weird. Fingers on my salt. But anyway.
But like, place your hands on my hope's weird too.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is
hole
weird.
Actually makes more sense.
No. Jeez, you're on today. You can tell it's a day away till Wednesday, isn't it? Like, you're raring to go this week. You're waiting for date night. Don't forget as well, tomorrow, guys, you can call on 13 16
no,
to give her a shout out
can't.
For date night.
Okay. Phone Miss, lines are going to be turned off.
You were singing, the thing I love about misheard lyrics is when people sing them so confidently.
I've been singing that song for years. That's like one of the, I request that song when I go out to the bars.
So we put a thing up on our Facebook page overnight just asking some of the songs that other people were having a bit of trouble trying to know what the lyrics were. Like they were singing them wrong the whole time. There was a few people doing some good ones on there. One of my favourites that someone put up was that it wasn't them necessarily that was singing it wrong. It was their mum. It was Kayla. Kayla was on our Facebook page and she said that the song by Far East Movement, do you remember their song? It's called Like a G6.
Oh, what a great song.
This song here.
Yeah. Which I later found out a G6
it's
is a
plane.
Jet.
Yeah, it's a plane.
So not really
feeling
a relatable
so fly,
song.
Like a G6.
Yeah.
Well, Kayla's mum, apparently, shout out to Kayla's mum, Miss Webb, used to think that the lyrics were like a cheese stick.
See, there's a relatable song.
Can you hear that?
Like a cheese stick. Oh, my God. It's not going to leave me now. I actually like that song so much more.
Like a cheese stick.
I totally hear that now. I'm never going to unhear that.
So what we want to know on 13 Short 16 this morning is let's ruin some songs.
Yeah, when have you remixed?
Once you hear the song with the different lyrics.
You can't unhear it.
You can't unhear it
It's
anymore.
Always going to be hole in a cheese stick.
Yeah. So one of the ones I remember hearing, it was actually on an ad for Music Max. Remember the station?
Yeah, that's going back, yeah.
And they had the TV station, they were talking about get the lyrics right because they'd play the lyrics underneath some songs sometimes.
Yeah.
And the lady was singing the song... I'm trying to remember the actual words now and it escapes me. But she was like, All That She Wants. You know that song?
Oh, All That She Wants is another baby.
Is that
She's gone tomorrow.
So all I hear when I hear that song now is the same one off that ad where the chick's sitting in the car and she goes, All That She Wants is another bagel, not tomorrow.
Oh.
All That She Wants is another bagel and a cake. That was it.
I can hear that now, yeah.
So what we're going on 13 Short 16, let's ruin some songs for people. Misheard lyrics. We'll play them along. We'll see how much they fit. Give us a call now. This morning we are talking about your misheard lyrics because yesterday, so confidently, Carly Porch came into the studio while a song by Reef called Place Your Hands played on. Do you want to sing along the way you sang it?
Yeah, sure.
You came waltzing in.
I was
Monday
so
morning.
Excited. It's one of my favourite songs. Dance many a nights away to this.
Oh, place your hands.
Excuse me. On my hole.
It's not hole.
It's not hole.
It's not hole. Place your fingers on my soul afterwards makes that sound so weird if it was hole. It's not that at all. But we are asking on 13
Charles. It's hope, if you're wondering.
We've got Anonymous to kick us off on 13 Charles 16 because they're a bit too embarrassed about what they misheard the lyric as. What song was it for?
The Cranberries, Zombie.
Okay, this is the song for those
song.
Playing at home. All right, so what did you think the lyrics were?
I thought it was Tommy.
Like,
in your
sorry,
head,
hang on.
Tommy.
What's in your head? Tommy?
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy. I bet you there's a nagging wife out there that could do a perfect remix to that. That's
and
great.
They just released it again.
Yeah.
It's like a bad memory. 20 years
yeah, that's great.
That's amazing. Even, oh, you've definitely ruined that.
even one of my mates texted me and said, hey, did you know they've re-released Tommy for you?
Oh, man. Thanks for your call, brother.
Yeah.
Michael, what's the misheard lyric, man?
Misheard lyric, when you listen to Toto Africa, when you hear it, I always thought it was I left some brain stand in Africa.
I left some brain
makes sense if you've had a big night out in Africa.
I felt brain stand in Africa.
I hear it. I left some brains.
Right, okay.
I can hear that.
Thanks for sharing it, brother.
No worries, thanks.
Hey, good morning, it's Joe. How are you going?
Oh, Joe, what have you got for the misheard lyric, mate?
Well, I actually did it on purpose because when my boy was very, very young, I used to love Kings of Leon, I still do, and I used to play their album and one of the songs, like Sex on Fire.
Yeah.
And he was one day, he said to me, Mum, what are they singing? And he was very, very young. And I didn't want to say I was Sex on Fire, so I actually changed it to Chips on Fire. Like as in hot chips.
Your chips are on fire. I love that.
And to this day, he's 14 now, but we still sing Chips on Fire.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
That's
so
great.
Just as a bit of, do you actually know what that is called when people do sing misheard lyrics? There is a word for it.
Is this a fun fact?
It's called, fun fact. It's called a Mondegreen.
A Mondegreen?
I'm just having a Mondegreen moment.
Sorry, guys, I'm just having a bit of a Mondegreen.
I love that.
I like
it. And that's misheard lyrics. That's what it's actually called.
There you go. What a way to shut people down.
Information.
Makes it sound like you've got a condition. sorry, don't try and embarrass me. I've got a Mondegreen. Thanks for your call, Joe.
Have a good day. See ya. Carly's
Conspiracies. And today's conspiracy is all surrounding Area 51, that highly secretive base in the middle of the Nevada desert.
I don't think you can keep calling it highly secretive anymore with the amount of things that come out about it.
What do you mean?
Well, if something's secretive, you shouldn't know much about it, yet there's always an article out about it. Doesn't that take away the fact that it's secretive?
Well, this is why it's Carly's conspiracy shed, because...
Why isn't it so secretive? Oh.
Exactly right. But we only found out that the government only ever said that it existed back in 2013. That was the first time that the government acknowledged its existence.
Mm-hmm.
So before then... We have had to speculate. And they are starting to become more and more transparent with Area 51. And the latest piece of transparency is they're actually openly advertising for a very interesting job at Area 51.
Yeah.
They're looking for a private defense contractor and they're looking for a pilot for top secret flights on the only airline allowed in and out of Area 51. Now, the planes are operated by the US Air Force and they're nondescript planes. They're plain white with a red band down the side and no company logos. Now, they're often referred to as Jennet Airlines, as just another non-existent terminal. But what's interesting is, yes, they're very open about the fact that they are looking for a candidate for this job. They said they have to have high level of security clearance. Obviously, they have to be able to keep a good secret. But it's interesting, what are they going to be actually doing? This is why us conspiracy theorists this morning are going crazy over this, because they said he or she will be expected to order changes in fuel supply load and route a minimum of 3,000 fixed-wing flying hours within the past 5 years. That's how much they have to have. The salary is about $110,000 a year. And they did also say that you need to live in the Las Vegas area because you'll be ferrying people to and from the military base.
Yeah, so it's an ad for someone to just be a flight, like, pilot.
But who are you going to be chauffeuring? Are they even just employees from this world?
Oh, God. Guys, we're talking about wedding hashtags. My cousin got married over the weekend. He has the same last name as my dad, which is Ali Khan. So his wife and him had the hashtag for their wedding of Khan-gratulations.
That's just so great.
Which I thought was great.
The stars really aligned for them that day, didn't they?
Yeah, And, it's good times. Good times for them. I didn't turn up to the wedding. To be honest, can't remember getting an invite.
You should have just used the hashtag as well, but you just sitting alone
hashtag
at home.
Hashtag can't go.
Yeah.
But we are asking on 13 Charles 16. We want to hear some great ones that you guys have, but also the idea of having a wedding photographer versus the hashtag. Do you do both? Can you just do one? But if anyone wants to enlist our punny help as well to try and come up with a wedding hashtag, we'll try our darndest to get one for you. 13 Charles 16, who's this?
This is Ben Fuller. How you doing?
Ben Fuller.
Good, Ben Fuller. Oh, okay, I'm already getting a lot of vibes about this.
Are you engaged, mate? Do you need a little bit of help with your wedding hashtag, or have you already had one and you've got a cool one to share?
I've got a cool one to share.
Yep.
My wife and I got married. Actually, it's our one-year anniversary next... this weekend coming. Jeez.
Oh, congratulations. Lucky you saved that one.
Yeah. we did kind of both worlds. We hired a professional photographer.
Yep.
For the ceremony, and then for the reception, we actually had our hashtag Wabam.
Wabam.
Yeah, wedding of Ben and Maddie.
Oh, that's so good.
That's really good.
I love that.
It's great when an acronym just comes together.
Yeah. It was very good. Everyone got on board, and yeah, we got heaps of good photos.
Oh,
and the professional
awesome.
Photos for Maddie to approve before it went up on.
I love that. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thank you.
All right. It is 6 minutes to eight. Shad and Carly with you this morning. And we've got a guest in the studio, Carly.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this because all last week we basically put our Cupid arrows on our backs and we tried to make some love shots with backseat blind dating because...
Yep.
We genuinely were not.
Love
just...
shots is a funny term.
It sounds a little sexual, doesn't
yep.
it?
Yep.
well, shots were fired.
Yep.
Did they stick? I don't...
Were they blank?
It's getting weird.
Or were they?
anyway, basically, we tried to set people up with backseat blind dating. And a lot of people have been emailing us and Facebooking us going, what happened with the couples? Because it's been about a week since a lot of the dates. And we are now going to check in with one of the dates. Jordan, she was paired up in the backseat with John.
So this is the part of the date where you get to decide based on the little information that you have of each other whether you're going to either take the money and split or whether you're going to go on a date with each other. 3, 2, 1, love or money?
Oh my God. Okay, this is cool. Awesome.
Yeah, just handle your excitement a little bit.
Sorry, Anna. I tried to keep it contained because I genuinely want these people to find love. They're all very nice people. They're all in it to find someone. And we're going to ask Jordan right now, who went on a date just last night with her pairing, John. Did you find love?
Morning, John.
Good morning. Look, I think in hindsight, this match was kind of a bit like communism. You know, on paper, it's really good. You're like, oh, my God, amazing. Someone should write a manifesto about this.
What a description.
However, it killed millions of people. No.
Wow.
No, however, it kind of had a few kinks that needed to be ironed out. You
okay.
Know, a couple of failures.
Are you saying that putting two perfect strangers in the backseat of a car, making them answer a quiz for money,
I know.
Is it the recipe for the perfect relationship?
I know. Like I said at the start, you know, this could be how I meet the father of my children, but in hindsight, perhaps not.
Now, is he finding out this just now by listening to the radio?
If he's listening, hey, John.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, John.
Okay, so I don't think it would come as a surprise.
Okay, let's have a bit of a debrief here.
All right.
Pros and cons. Because I genuinely, and Chad, you watched me during this process, I thought, and I know you anyway.
Yeah,
so I really,
we're mates outside of work.
Yeah, so I really thought this through because I felt the pressure with you. I was like, all of them, I wanted to genuinely find love. So
I was indifferent.
Thanks, Shaq. You're a good pal.
This was a good pairing. I mean, aesthetically, you look great together. I don't know what could go wrong. So was it like a personality thing or views or...?
Yeah, no views, like no clashes. Like, you know, he's not like a super racist or anything crazy that raises red flags. I just think he's such a nice guy. I think he was just probably a little bit quiet for me. I'm a really noisy person.
Okay.
And, you know, so my last boyfriend was really noisy and it's good to have someone to kind of banter back and forth with.
So no second date?
I don't know. I'm not
sure.
Well,
not after he hears this.
I'm like, you don't know.
You're expecting to call back.
We'll have to see what John thinks as well. So, you know, this was just my assessment
of
the date.
Well, we've got John on 13 Charles. No, we don't.